Look, with rare exceptions, councils and I guess kind of infrastructure authorities, normally pretty efficient, but there's often going to be times where you notice an illegally parked car or a stop sign that's fallen over or some dumped rubbish. You don't want to sit on the phone for an hour trying to report it. And that is when Snap Send Solve steps in. It's an app that allows you to take a photo and report public hazards and nuisances directly to authorities and local councils for a quick investigation. Now, Danny Goring is the man behind the app Snap Send Solve. Danny, good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. Now, look, I know quite famously, I've seen many, many interviews where you talk about developing this app after seeing a broken swing, but I can't imagine it was a small job getting councils and authorities to get involved with something like this, something quite innovative.
Yeah, it's a good question. And actually, the way we started with the app was there was a government competition in Victoria called App My State. And so they challenged us to take publicly available data, and all the council data is publicly available, all the shape files that define the areas and boundaries of the council, all the contact details of the council. And so we kind of harvested all that data and we put it together ourselves. We didn't particularly need the councils to get involved from day one, because all we were doing was generating and making it easy for people to put an email together, and we would send that to the councils. And that's really what we've achieved in the end. Now we do have a lot of councils on board, and you know, if you go to a lot of council websites, they talk about using Snap Send Solve as a mobile reporting tool. You go to there are a couple of water authorities in Victoria, and when you click report an issue, it goes straight to our reporting form on our website. So it is very popular, and our growth is just kind of increasing, you know, growing very quickly.
What was the take up like with users? I mean, did people get behind it quickly?
Well, it's interesting. That's actually the reason. That's kind of the reason why it's become a thing, because we put it out there and we actually came fourth in this competition, and it got quite a lot of press and interest from users. And over time, we kind of let it ride, but it kept growing and growing and growing. And we'd get, you know, one query a week, two queries a week, 10 queries. So it just kept growing. And that's really why we've sort of taken a much stronger interest in it now. And we're really pushing it forward hard. We've done a lot of development over the past 6 months, and we've got a lot left in the pipeline. We want to bring on more authorities to make it a more useful app, because what we've discovered is a lot of councils are a little bit solipsistic, so they only care about whatever happens in their council boundary, and that makes total sense, because you know the ratepayers pay them rates to make sure their councils, you know, are in good standing. But we take a much more holistic view, and so we operate across the whole of Australia and actually now in New Zealand. So you don't know which council you're in. So you might go out in, you know, you might work in the city of Sydney. You might live in Inner West. You go out in Penrith. I don't know what it is, but you don't necessarily know where the council boundary starts and ends. And we do. And so we make it really easy for that report to go to the right spot.
What sort of stats have you got around it? Like in terms of what are users reporting? Have you got any kind of numbers?
Yeah, we've got plenty of numbers. We sort of live on numbers. You know, we're approaching around 4,000 reports a week through the platform, and that sort of doubled in less than half a year. We've got nearly 20,000 active users a month. The most commonly reported, the top three would be parking issues. So not necessarily people who are illegally parked, but people who are blocking, well, I guess they are illegally parked. People who are parking in disabled spots without stickers. Dump rubbish is a huge one. So there's a heap of dump rubbish around the cities, and that is a big incident type. Cracked pavements is a really interesting one. I sort of look at those with great interest. There are so many pavement issues where people, you know, can fall down and hurt themselves pretty severely. Mm. Another one that's pretty interesting is Telstra pits. So there's these Telstra pits all around Australia, where Telstra have their infrastructure buried, and often those lids are cracked, and they're huge, huge hazard issues. And Telstra is kind of slowly going around the country and fixing and putting those yellow plastic kind of mats on top of them. So we let you report those directly into Telstra. Graffiti is a popular one. So there's really a whole raft of them. Probably one of the most popular ones to come up recently is people complaining about O-bikes and Ready bikes, and so we've added those as incident types. And we send those reports directly to those companies.
That one doesn't surprise me at all. But you mentioned the parking, and I know the media has made a lot of hay about it being an app where you can dob in illegal parking. Did you expect that to be so popular? I mean, it's a bit weird, because it's almost like sort of citizen policing in that
case.
Yeah,
look, it's you know, the media, you know, can always put a spin on things. And people are, you know, obviously people are passionate about parking because people really can't stand getting parking signs. And so, you know, I think it's a bit of a hot button. Look, I think illegal parking is an issue. It's certainly not what we had in mind when we designed the app. We had in mind, how do we get, you know, infrastructure, council infrastructure fixed? But, you know, you sort of, you make it easy to report lots of different things, and it's just interesting to see what rises to the top. And it doesn't surprise me, because often when you see something, you know, someone illegally parked, you want to do something about it, but what can you do? Who do you, yeah. Like, you're not going to sit on the phone and talk to the council. That's useless. So, you know, it's a quick, and it's a bit, I think it's a little bit cathartic. So people will report it and they go, you know what, I've done my thing. I've reported it. So the person might get fined. The council might get involved, but it's kind of out of my mind. So I think there's a little bit of that to it as well.
There is something very simple about it. You know, just take that quick photo, send it off. Like, totally. It's almost like, you know, complaining about someone on Twitter. You're just like, I've done that. That's very easily done.
Yeah. I've been in the app space for a long time, Nick. You know that. And I think the best apps are the ones you use all the time. And actually, just last night, 2 days ago, there was a big storm in Melbourne, and I was driving down a street, which I drive through all the time, and there was a huge tree branch just kind of off to the side. I drove past, and I thought, I should probably report that. I kept driving. I sort of when to get home. And then yesterday, I came down the same street again. I thought, you know what, I'm stopping, I'm reporting it. And I literally stopped in my car, pulled over, took a snap of it, and I had the report done in like 20 seconds. And you know what, it's done, and I'm sure Glenora Council, they'll fix it. So that's the amazing thing. When you actually report something and then you see the action, it feels incredible.
An app so convenient, even the creator can't stop using it. Danny,
correct. And my son, I'm walking down the street a couple of days ago. My son sees an abandoned Dan Murphy's trolley. Now, we didn't have Dan Murphy's listed, so we had Woolies, so I just included Dan Murphy because same company. And so now, you know, he's happy. He's reported the trolley. Everyone's happy.
Well, Danny, I know it's available just on both Apple and Android stores. Very easy to find. We'll make sure there's some links up on 2SER.com if people haven't already discovered it. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks, Nick. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Danny Gorog there. He's the creator of Snap Send Solve, basically about how to get involved with the infrastructure and council in your area easily, reporting the things that need to be reported. I'm going to grab it as quickly as possible. My little inner west area could use a bit of reporting, I think.